It all started with a picture. Oxford University teacher and writer C.S. Lewis imagined a picture of a faun carrying an umbrella and parcels in a snowy wood. From that simple but unusual image came the classic story called The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Hello, I'm Douglas Gresham, your host for Focus on the Family Radio Theatre. Millions of people around the world have enjoyed the seven Chronicles of Narnia since they first appeared in the early 1950s. I remember well the particular excitement I had reading The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe when it was first released in 1951. The four children, the wardrobe, Narnia, Aslan, and the witch were all as real to me as my own world. And naturally, I pictured the author himself as a man who stood about 6 feet 4 inches with an enormous build beneath the suit of armor that he obviously wore all the time. So you can imagine my surprise when, at the age of 8 in 1953, I actually met C.S. Lewis, or Jack as he liked to be called. He was rather round, balding, and dressed in a shabby suit. Fortunately, we became friends anyway, which was a good thing since my mother, Joy Gresham, married him a short time later. But that's another story that's been told in other places. For now, we're talking about The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the first book written about Narnia, though chronologically it comes after The Magician's Nephew. The book tells the story of four children who are evacuated from London during World War II. Jack had first-hand experience with the evacuation process, having taken in children himself at that time. The four children, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, discover a wardrobe which seems to have magical properties. I won't say any more than that, because you'll hear it all for yourself. But I will say that the wardrobe was very real to Jack. As a child, he and his older brother Warnie used to hide in a wardrobe their grandfather had made. There, sitting quietly in the dark, Jack would tell stories of lands and characters he'd made up. There are a lot of things I could say about The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, but so much of the magic is in how well it speaks for itself. Every time I read it, I see it with new eyes, noticing things I'd never noticed before, which I suppose is the mark of a true classic, and the mark of an author who understands his readers. So without further delay, Focus on the Family Radio Theatre proudly presents The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Of course, it would be raining.
Do stop grumbling, Ed. 10 to 1 it will clear up in an hour or so. And in the meantime, we're pretty well off. There's a wireless and lots of books.
A wireless and lots of books? I thought we said last night we're exploring today.
Once there were four children whose names were Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy.
You might find anything in a big house like this.
This story is about something that happened to them when they were sent away from London during the war because of the air raids.
I want to see the woods.
They were sent to the house of an old professor who lived in the heart of the country. He had no wife, and he lived in a very large house with a housekeeper called Mrs. MacReady and three servants.
But you won't see any of those things today.
The children had imagined the splendid time they would have here. However, on this, their first morning, there was a steady rain falling.
Well, it's going to take more than a little rain to stop me from exploring.
What do you mean, Peter?
I'm going to explore the house.
The house?
We can't do that, can we?
Look. This is the sort of house where no one's going to mind what we do. Anyway, they won't hear us. It's about 10 minutes' walk from here down to that dining room, and any amount of stairs and passages in between.
Let's go, come on!
Yeah,
come on,
and
in here.
That was how the adventures began. It was the sort of house that you never seem to come to the end of, and it was full of unexpected places. The first few doors they tried led only into spare bedrooms. But soon they came to a very long room full of pictures, and there they found a suit of armour. And after that was a room all hung with green, with a harp in one corner. And then came 3 steps down and 5 steps up, and then a kind of little upstairs hall, and a door that led out onto a balcony, and then a whole series of rooms that led into each other and were lined with books. And shortly after that, that was quite empty, except for one.